Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the H2P Podcast here on DKPittsburghSports.com. I am your host, Chris Carter, and it is a Victory Sunday, not just any Victory Sunday, but an ACC Championship Victory Sunday. Your Pitt Panthers are ACC champions. They stomped Wake Forest. They showed up in a big way. Now, I could talk about that game, but I wrote a whole bunch about it, a whole bunch about the moments. I want to talk about one man in particular. And I want to, of course, talk about Kenny Pickett. Not just because of what he did in this game, the 58-yard touchdown run on the fake slide, the two touchdown passes. I want to just talk about his importance in the history of this Pitt program. And I'm going to pose something risky here because, hey, I'm doing a podcast. Why not? But I'm posing a potential here. He has the potential to become the most important Pitt player in the history of the program. Not the best. Hear me out. I'm not saying he's the best, but the most important. Now, I certainly think he's the most important one of my lifetime as it is. But hear me out on my reasoning here. For one, Kenny Pickett is a huge reason why people love Pitt football right now. Not just because of the winning, but people love his attitude. You know, I was out here in Charlotte. Shout out to Dan Kovacevic and DK Pittsburgh Sports for sending me out here. We haven't been traveling for college. We changed that for such a huge historical moment that we had to cover it. And I think it paid off because Pitt had an amazing day and I got a lot of great shots that I would not have been able to get if I was sitting in my house in Pittsburgh. But Kenny Pickett, man. You think about all the different ways that he has picked this team up. Not just with big plays on the field where he's running for touchdowns or throwing for touchdowns, but for how he's been the leader. If you go to Kenny Pickett's Pitt Twitter page right now. In fact, do that. Go on Twitter. Hit that search button. Go to Kenny Pickett. You'll even find it's Kenny Pickett 10. That's his Twitter handle. His pinned tweet from December 15th, almost a year by 10 days. So a year minus 10 days ago, he put out a simple tweet that said, "One more year, hashtag H2P." And in that single decision, he gave Pitt the best season a quarterback has ever had. And after Saturday night, a record-setting ACC year for a quarterback. He has now has 42 touchdown passes. No quarterback in the history of the ACC has had a season with 42 touchdown passes. He passed Deshaun Watson, of all people, on Saturday night. But again, it's not just about the stats. It's about what Kenny Pickett represents. And it's about what he's done now for this program. Because now, Pitt does have an 11-win season. They have a chance to have a 12-win season with this major bowl game that will be announced, that we'll find out on this Sunday where they're going to play. We expect the Peach Bowl. We just don't know who. But he has now made Pitt a national sensation. No one can just ignore Pitt anymore. They're ACC champions. And he has now given a culture, a locker room, an identity to this Pitt football program that has just been mediocre, having good days followed up by bad days, and unable to create any sense of consistency. Well, this year, there was consistency. But again, it's not just about consistency of play, it's about consistency of leadership. And when you think back, in this game, what were the big plays that you were thinking of? You'll think of Kenny, but you're probably going to think about, well, Chris, the defense made a lot of big plays in this game. Yeah. But you know how they made them? They were ready for the RPO this time around. They were challenging guys in the right ways, establishing the proper leverage at the onset of a play. They were prepared for the RPO. They were ready. They were not going to let them be exploited by it again. You remember the team that first exploited Pitt with the RPO? Western Michigan, who beat Pitt earlier this season. Do you remember which player, called for a players-only team meeting after that loss? It was Kenny Pickett. He challenged the entire team. We cannot let that happen again. Not this year. We have to be ready for the next time someone comes at us with this. And here they were facing the best RPO offense in college football in Wake Forest, and they shut them out for three quarters. And again, this is a situation where now Kenny Pickett, the success that they're having this year, could become a ripple effect that builds success for future years. If Kenny doesn't decide to come back, there's no way that this team is hoisting an ACC championship trophy in Charlotte this weekend. They'd be rebuilding. They'd be working with Nick Patty. They'd be working with someone from a transfer portal. But the bottom line is that when you look at the direction of this program, now Pitt can say, look, you can come here and win an ACC championship. And they're not blowing smoke. They're talking real game to these recruits. And Kenny Pickett can most likely be a first-round draft pick. And most likely a high first-round draft pick. And people can see that and say, hey, I want to be like that. I want to get my draft pick. Now, again, I'm not saying that Kenny Pickett's the best. Lord knows Aaron Donald's the second greatest defensive tackle in the history of football behind Mean Joe Green. Larry Fitzgerald's the second greatest receiver in the history of football behind Jerry Rice. I ain't saying none of that. But what I am saying, and I mean, we could also throw Tony Dorsett and Mike Ditka and all these other guys in there. I get it. But what I am saying is that this has the potential to be a rising point for Pitt. Wins like this build culture. There are still plenty of guys on this roster right now who will be back next year, especially on that defense. Also on that offense too. All the running backs will be back next year. All the receivers will be back next year. Gavin Bartholomew, the tight end, will be back next year. They'll have a lot of offensive linemen coming back next year. And now they all know what it takes to win an ACC championship. And I know that sounds corny, that sounds cliche, knowing what it takes. But it's about the amount of sacrifice you got to make. That's not something that comes natural to people sometimes. And it takes leadership to establish, to teach guys in the room what that sacrifice means and what the real payoff is for that. And it takes a catalyst to start it, and then it for it to carry on. It makes me think back to 2008, Pittsburgh Steelers. Lamar Woodley just had a big sack in a game. And he's on the sideline, chilling, laughing, having a good time. And Casey Hampton comes over and says, "Hey, what are you doing? Get back to work." And he's like, "I just had a sack." He said, "Oh, you want to be good? You don't want to be great. You want to be good." And so Casey Hampton was letting him know, buddy, like, yeah, everybody gets sacks in this defense. That don't mean you stop focusing. You got to go get the next one. It's about that kind of culture. Heck, Jeff Capel even talks about it. He talked about his last year about how even Coach K, he's like, you know, Coach K was, you know, would push his leaders to lead, to go out and, you know, listen, you got to challenge these guys because it's not enough for a coach to say something. Players have to be able to police themselves at times. But that's where I see Kenny Pickett coming in big time, because now people are going to remember these players. Players like Jordan Addison, players like Brandon Hill, like Eric Hallett, like Servasio Dennis, like Habakkuk Baldonado, like Kalijah Kancey, like Marquez Williams, like MJ Devonshire. They'll think back and they say, man, I remember after that Western Michigan loss and how down we were and how Kenny challenged us and how that got us to play the exact type of football that we want to play. And again, it comes from Kenny Pickett's leadership. We'll get back to that in a second here on the H2P podcast here on DKPittsburghSports.com. I'm Chris Carter. Stick to it. Podcast. I am your host, Chris Carter, and we are keeping it real with you. Pitt just won its ACC championship. Now, I'm going to take a quick break from the Kenny Pickett importance talk for a second, just to revel in the fact that Pitt, let you revel in the fact, because I'm still up here. It's literally 6 in the morning as I record this. But Pitt fans, all the smack you've had to endure, all the talk, all the, well, you're never going to be relevant again, all that's out the window. You've won an ACC championship, and anyone tries to tell you, oh, this wasn't the year because Clemson wasn't it, you know what? Phooey. Because any other program would take that. And Wake Forest was a heck of a football team. They were the number 3 scoring offense in the entire country. And Pitt shut him out for 3 quarters. 3 quarters. Pitt fans, you have everything to celebrate right now. This is not a basketball show. This is strictly football. We'll get to that at another time. But right now, your Pitt Panthers are ACC champions. They are playing at a high level. And again, back to my point about Kenny Pickett with the culture part. Now there's going to be all these dudes that are like, man, I did all this to win. That's what it takes to win. All right, I'm going to fight. I'm going to go do that. I'll go win. But again, let's focus a little bit more on Kenny Pickett and why my case is for him being potentially the most important Pitt player ever. Now, again, you could point to him now having the most touchdown passes in a career over Dan Marino, most passing yards, most completions, most passing touchdowns in a season. You could point to all the records. The records aren't what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the future of the program. I'm talking about the tone of the program moving forward. Because Kenny Pickett just sent his performance, his success, just sent a message out that Pat Narduzzi can use to every rising player that isn't a surefire, bona fide first round pick. Hey, buddy, this is what happens when you stick around and you give your full effort. You can increase your draft stock. You can bring success. You can win a championship. if you stick it out here. And again, this isn't just to a recruit that you're doing. It's to the guys in the room right now. Like, hey, you're not sure if you'll be a first round pick? Why leave? We'll take care of you. We'll be competitive. But Kenny Pickett is the catalyst for this rise right now. Now, I'm not saying right now he definitely is the most important player in Pitt history. But if this becomes the turning point, if this becomes the rallying cry, if this ACC championship is the start of something special here, because remember, before this one, it had been since, I think, 2010 that a program not named Florida State or Clemson had won this conference. And there's a lot of turnover in this conference, too. Coaches getting fired, programs shifting, people not finding their franchise quarterbacks. You know who doesn't have to worry about any of that? Pitt. They've got Pat Narduzzi. And I pointed this out in my kickoff preview for this game, that if they keep winning this year, there's going to be some transfer quarterbacks that want to come to Pittsburgh because they want to play with the eventual Biletnikoff Award winner, Jordan Addison. And that's not me trying to give you like an inside scoop. I think there's no way you shouldn't give that award to Addison. He's been the most phenomenal receiver in football all season long. He goes up and gets it. He made another ridiculous catch in this game. But again, Kenny Pickett gets him the ball. Kenny Pickett's built that relationship with him. And truth be told, I think Kenny Pickett's built that relationship with everybody. Again, that Western Michigan loss, when he calls them out, I was talking to the other writers in the Pitt beat. And we were both thinking like, you know, hey man, like what, you know, what would it take for this team to get ranked in the top 10? Or what would it take for this team to be in the college football playoffs of all things? And, you know, I propose Western Michigan, you lose that. But, you know, a really good point brought up by someone was, I don't think that they're in the ACC championship game if they didn't lose to Western Michigan. Because you know why? Because their defense tightened up. Their team tightened up after that. And as nasty as a loss that was for Pitt, as embarrassing as it was for Pitt, they've spun it into such a positive thing. All week long, when I was asking about the RPOs, I was going to Kalijah Kancey and Phil Campbell and Habakkuk Baldonado. I'm like, guys, this RPO stuff has been killing y'all. And now you're going up against what they call the gurus of the RPO, and they shut it down. That, to me, is the bottom line right there, is that their response to Western Michigan spurred a lot of this, that they were not going to waste the season. And to me, that's the biggest deal here, is that Kenny Pickett was at the center of turning that around. And if that turnaround and his performance and his shot at the Heisman, which I do think is over, I think Bryce Young won that. He played phenomenally against Georgia, which was supposedly the unbeatable defense. But I look at this season and see so much potential that can grow from it. And very soon, this team is young. And yes, it's old, but they have plenty of young players who will be here. All those young players, the experiences this year, it'll make them that much better when they are the seniors and they're taking in new guys and new guys are talented. They say, yo, young buck, you don't know what it takes to win an ACC title game. I do. I've been there and I've come out on top. And now Pitt has a real chance again to one, put an exclamation point on this season with a big bowl win, but have a good chance to be the most competitive team of the ACC Coastal for some time. And if they're doing that again, they're putting themselves in the situation to get on more national television, to get more ACC title game opportunities. I just look at this situation, the way that they are this weekend, the culture that we've seen manifest, where guys are fighting for each other, they're believing in each other, they're believing in their coaches. It stems from Kenny, from his leadership. And that leadership has not only gotten them an ACC championship, it's not only rejuvenated the fan base, they showed up and showed out in Charlotte, but it's also set the tone for the next leaders for Pitt and how they got to operate through adversity, through success, and through every stage. Because I guarantee you, when Pitt wins, Kenny Pickett is in the same spot. When Pitt loses, he's in the same spot. He's always focused. Let some other guys feed off of that, believe in that. And that's how you continue to build your program. But what a win for Pitt football. What a day. What a night. What a weekend. I'll be in Charlotte for another day. I leave my flight leaves late Saturday, or excuse me, Sunday. So I'll be hanging around after I get some sleep here. But Pitt fans, I hope that you're reveling in it. I hope you're excited to see these upcoming polls by the AP to see how far Pitt jumps up. I hope you're excited to read all our content and get all the live videos that I shot in Charlotte. I was on the field when the final whistle blew. I was walking amongst the players as they were celebrating with each other. If you want to see all that, go to dkpittsburghsports.com. Check out all the great stuff that we got there. I'm Chris Carter of the H2P Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. Tune in to dkpittsburghsports.com for all of our great shows. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, H2P.